بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we are talking about the importance of having yaqeen on the akhirah and the necessity to demonstrate this for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our actions. Think about this. How do you enter Islam? You enter Islam by believing in your heart that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah. In our heart we believe and we make when we that La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, and then we make this declaration, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness, I declare that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by saying the messenger of Allah, we are implying that he is also the last and final messenger, last and final Nabi, last and final Rasul, after whom there is no Nabi and no Rasul. And the third aspect of it is then we demonstrate this Iman, we demonstrate this faith through our actions, by living on that faith. So when the time for worship comes, when the time for, when I want to worship, who do I worship? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am saying La ilaha illallah and I am then going and making sajda to a qabr, to a grave, or to a mountain, or to an idol, or to a human being, or to anything, then I have given the lie to my statement of La ilaha illallah. Because I said that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, but I am worshipping somebody or something else. Alhamdulillah, we don't do this, but I'm just saying that's the reason why Ar-Riyah is shirk. To show off is shirk, because when we are showing off, we are dedicating a part of our worship to somebody or something else. Right? I'm worshipping because I want people to think that I'm a pious person. I'm reading Quran in a beautiful way because I want people to appreciate my qiraat. I am not reading Quran in a beautiful way because I want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to appreciate that. No, this is for the people. And that is what makes it shirk, because part of the worship now has gone to somebody else. Now, that is the reason why. So now what happens? I said, La ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, there is no one worthy of worship except you. And I say, I accept this. And I say, Allah, so I want to worship you. How should I worship you? And this is where the second part of the kalima, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, comes into play, which is, when I say that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, how does that apply to me? Is it an academic statement I'm making, or does it have a relationship to me? It's not an academic statement. I'm not informing somebody of something. I'm not saying so and so Joe Biden is the president of America. No, I'm saying here that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah, and the implication is that I am his follower. I have accepted that message. What was that message? La ilaha illallah. How did I know about La ilaha illallah? Through the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So now, when I stand up and say, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik, O Allah, I am ready. I want to pray. How should I pray? What is the answer? The answer is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith: "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. He said, "Pray as you have seen me pray." Now this shows us also the importance and the criticality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this deen, in the basic fundamentals of this deen. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed in the Quran in absolute intricate detail
every single thing about every salah. There could have been chapters and chapters on how to pray Salatul Fajr, how many fard, how many sunnah, what comes first, what comes next, what should be recited, how much to stand, when you stand, where should you be looking, when you are sitting, where should you be looking, where should you place your hands. Every single thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed in the Quran. Allah could have noted it in the Quran, revealed it. He could have done that about Salatul Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, about Tahajjud, about every single thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have made a declaration and a clarification about every single aspect of this deen from birth to death if he wanted to. Did he do it? Yes, he did it. Yes, he did it. Where is it in the Quran? It is not in the Quran. It is in the teachings of Muhammad Rasulullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have revealed everything in the Quran if he had wanted to, but he did not do it there. He revealed it to his Nabi alayhi salam and he said, go and teach the people. Go and teach the people. And Allah called this a ni'mah. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعَثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I have sent my Nabi, and my Nabi is the greatest blessing on you, and he has been sent with this job, which is to tell you what I have ordered, to recite the ayat of the Quran, then to prepare you to follow those orders. You need to be purified, you need to be clean, and after that to teach you how to follow those orders, and then to demonstrate to you how to follow the orders. So I stand up and say, Ya Rab, I am ready to pray. Alhamdulillah, what must I do? Ask Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. You have heard the ayat, Aqimis salata li dhikri, from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said, establish salah for my dhikr. I am ready, Ya Rab. What must I do? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, go make wudu, go make ghusl. How must I make wudu? This is how you should make wudu. How must I make ghusl? This is what I should make. This is what I must do to ensure that my ghusl is valid. And after that, what must I do? After that you come. This is how you stand. This is how you start your salah. This is how you continue your salah. This is how you finish your salah. This is what you are supposed to recite. This is what you must do if you make a mistake. If I make a mistake in salah, do I need to repeat my salah? Not necessary. In some cases, you may need to repeat it, but most of the time, you do not need to repeat the salah. You must do the sajda sahu. Everything, what is the time for prayer? This is the time for prayer. Start from this time, end at this time. All of this was taught to us by whom? By Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And where did he get it from? He got it from Allah. Because Allah said, وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ. Allah said, he does not speak of his own volition. He is telling me, Ya Allah, he is telling me, start with takbir tahrima. Is this something that he decided? Or is it something that you told him? وَمَا يَنْتِقُوا عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He is not what he decided. This is what was told to him. Right? And that applies to everything that comes to us from Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered him to teach us. And so he taught us and he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. That is the reason why the importance of salah, because the salah is the action. It is the amal bil arkan. It is the amal bil rukun of La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. The proof of the kalima is salah. And that is the reason why Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الأحد الذي بيننا وبينهم الصلاة فمن أرادها فقد كفر. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said the covenant, the line, the differentiator between us and them is the salah, and the one who has left it has left Islam. The one who has left it has committed kufr. Now if somebody does not pray, we don't pronounce takfir on them. This is for us to reflect and think about. But definitely, if somebody refuses to pray, if somebody denies prayer, if somebody is leaving salah completely, and of course, different a'imma have different rulings. I'm not going into the fiqh. I'm just saying that shows us the importance of Salah. Salah is the manifestation of the Kalima. The one who said La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, and then left Salah, there is no evidence that this person is or was a Muslim. If he didn't pray, then we don't know whether he was or not a Muslim. If he didn't pray, then we don't pray on him. As simple as that. That is how important it is. How important it is. Our brothers and sisters, I remind myself and you, let us not treat this deen as a game. It's not a game, it is real. Allah is real, the meeting with him is real, and let us prepare for that day, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika wa rahmatika.